check up on it, dip it, pop it, start to stop it, check only tonight.
This is Community Voices. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. Today we're joined by Elnora Brooks and Kalia Cole, also known as R&B Live Ladies Edition. Welcome to Community Voices.
So I wanted to do something different. I wanted to get some ladies who actually can sing this stuff live. It's not easy to do. This is unique. It's different. There's ladies here in our area that can do it.
If anybody caught Dreamgirls recently, you know there are ladies who can do it here. So. Did you have any association with that?
I did not audition for Dreamgirls, but Kalia, one of the lead roles in Dreamgirls.
It was tremendous. What a cast. That gets a sense of, that's R&B.
Yeah.
And that gives you a sense of what you guys decide there needs to be more of in town.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of hard to find at
times.
What are you doing with R&B Live Ladies Edition?
You see a lot of bands here in the area. A lot of great bands. They actually are the ones that helped me get the idea. For instance, Smooth Times, Capital Sound. They do a lot of pop and R&B as well. I just wanted to highlight that specific genre of music. And then I wanted to bring together women who know how to harmonize. What we found out as we started doing, I was like, this is a little harder than what I thought it was. Especially like old school R&B. Like, I'm like, those ladies were singing and the harmonies are having to put all that together. I'm like, we just don't see that part. I wanted to bring that to the area and show that that talent is here. That music hasn't died away. That was my vision. That was my goal.
Kalia, how did you find your path to R&B?
Elnora and I actually met in 2023 for The Color Purple. We did The Color Purple here in town. Our other two ladies, shout out to Brianna and Lexi, also known as Raya Sadell, they were also in the production as well, and we all just kind of clicked. We all became friends. I'm a very goofy person, so I would do like goofy things. After that, Elnora approached us and said, hey, I want to do something different in the area of Springfield, and I am thinking of you ladies. There were also some ladies of the past. Shout out to them as well. Mm-hmm. We love you guys. We went on a Zoom and set some rehearsals, and the rest is history.
Are you both from the area originally?
Yes, sir.
Every single girl that I picked. So when we started, we had a total on stage of 13 people. 7 mm-hmm. female vocalists, the rest was musicians, all from here, and that was the goal. One of them's from Champaign, mm-hmm. and she actually traveled. But other than that, every single girl was from the area.
Did you go to school here?
I did. I was born and raised here. I went to Southeast.
Southeast?
Yeah. Same.
Born and raised. Did you participate in music when you were in high school?
I did.
I did not. So, you know, I've been singing since I was wee high, church. I felt like I was made to sing so much at a younger age. I backed away from it as I got older. That's what you do. It doesn't stay away from you long. So.
It could not be denied.
No, it couldn't. I did just ensemble in that play, Color Purple. The other two that she mentioned, Brianna and Lexi, they also did Color Purple and also had lead roles. And
absolutely.
I was like, these girls, I need more. I have an idea. Just trust me. I was like, I have a great idea. Definitely wanted to make sure I picked girls that we have the talent here. So much talent in this area. I like to highlight that.
We have a great musical theater scene in town. It's stunning. And yet there's a lot of people involved with it. So this probably gives you a lot more leeway to do things you want to do. Because I'll see an audition come up and I'm like, I don't know if that's my style.
Yeah.
This is great that you get to pursue a passion mm-hmm. and sing. What's the plan for the future?
They had some big plans. We started just doing shows in the bars. Recently, we sung at the Illinois State Fair. These voices, I feel like it goes beyond just having shows at the bar. I do have a big production that will be coming up at the beginning of the year. I can't speak on it too much until I solidify some other things. It'll still be R&B Live, but it's just branching out more. We've branched out a little bit outside of Springfield, singing. We sung in St. Louis, Bloomington.
So you're starting to get around the area.
Yeah,
we are.
So that's the goal. I know I hear people a lot say, well, you guys are a cover band. It's only reaches so far, but I don't believe in that. So
there are a lot of bands, if you look at what they played. Somebody else did it first. They
yeah,
just did
absolutely.
A different version.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I watch videos of these ladies from the beginning. They've grown so much. I don't want to keep them just singing in bars or just, not to say that anything is wrong with it, but they have so much potential. I have some things coming up that'll be announced at the end of the year.
Is there a website or anywhere they can keep up with R&B Live Ladies Edition?
As of right now, we have our Facebook page, and it's literally the same exact name you just said, and our Instagram page. We are in the process of building our website. When we started this, I said, this is a one-time thing. I was like, this, because the production was so big. That's what I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be a production. I didn't want it to just be a show. I wanted it to be a great production. And it was. They executed it well.
Like classic R&B, do you have steps on stage going on, choreography?
We do try. We do try to do that as well. Sometimes when you are incorporating the sound with the steps, it could sometimes get lost only because of the area or whatever, wherever we are. We do have little small steps and things that we do. This group, we do R&B, of course, but we take it and do different versions of R&B because, yes, it's a category, but there's categories inside of the categories. So there's R&B neo-soul, there's R&B rock, R&B pop. There are things that we do and we incorporate that. And there are even songs that we hear harmonies on that are not on the original version. We take that and we expand on it and pay homage to the people who created these songs to show, like, hey, Springfield, we're here. We are talented. Springfield has so much talent. Some of it gets lost because sometimes other people are in competition and there's no reason, there's no way of it. It's a melting pot. And if we all put our gifts together, it creates an amazing, beautiful, just symphony. And that's just what R&B Live just sounds like. We all are rooted in gospel and R&B. We put it all together, it creates a new sound.
Most musicians I've talked to are all about a hand up with other musicians, helping each other out with shows and
Absolutely.
Different things. As you talk about subgenres of R&B, what are some of the songs you'd like to perform?
I am more so a gospel, neo-soul, R&B type girly. Elnora is more so gospel and not like a funk, but you like a good beat behind you.
Yeah.
You like a good band, a good sound. Mm-hmm. So if we fuse those things together, just imagine what could be created when we sit and have that time to create.
Every girl offers something different. And that's what was so unique about the very first show. That was going on with seven different girls. Every single girl had something different to bring. Even
Six
now, with the four of us, Kalia gives me that gospel, gives me that old school, like the Whitney Houston's, she has that powerhouse sound. Bree gives me just straight soul, like
absolutely
straight southern soul, like
beautiful.
Rhea Sadell, Lexi, she's just a very soft,
angelic
Aaliyah. Voice. Because we got our two powerhouses, you got me and Kalia, who we gonna belt some stuff, but. It's all about balance. We need the soft tunes. That's what's also so unique about R&B Live is because all of that put together is a different sound.
Do you have a band behind you or somebody you work with?
Absolutely.
Our band is great. And it's been almost 3 years. So, of course, we've, you know, rotated people, added people. We get so many band members who's like, can I just at least play this one song? I try to incorporate so many different musicians because everybody, like even musicians, has so many things to offer. They have taught me so much, like the musicians. If
Absolutely.
It wasn't for them, Shane Walker, Ezra Casey, Ryan Napier, Trey Smith, it's so many of them. Jabari Coleman, every single one has taught me something. They're amazing. I don't know where we would be without our band. We come in this and we're vocalists. I consider vocalists musicians, but when it's all said and done, we don't play an instrument. People who play instruments hear certain things that we might not hear. A lot of those musicians have been in this game way longer than what we have. So they are able to teach us things for sure. I appreciate all of them. When people ask us to come sing and they'll be like, oh, well, can we just do tracks for you? I'm like, absolutely not. Like, we are R&B Live.
Thank you.
Emphasis on the live.
A live band. And I will always keep a live band. Mm-hmm. They're amazing.
Kalia was saying you like a beat. I'm guessing you've got to have a pretty good bassist.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Even our drummers, Courtney and Sean, they are so intricate when it comes to drumming. They hear everything in the track and blend it perfectly. You have to have a harmonious harmony with a beautiful band to back you up, and it just creates magic, mm-hmm. honestly. Yes.
I don't think it's ever gone away, but there seems to have been a resurgence in soul. I've heard neo-soul, R&B, mm-hmm. summer soul was done recently as a movie featuring a lot of late 60s psychedelic stuff. There was a Sly and the Family Stone feature. Beyond that, you're seeing in music a lot of bands emerge that take it back mm-hmm. to that
Absolutely.
Sound and make it their own now.
Yeah.
Are you going to record anything for us at some point?
Yes. Of course. Absolutely. Of course. Next year, I've already gave these ladies itineraries for what we're going to be tackling next year. And it's going to be different for them because it's not things we're normally used to. This sound that they have, it has to go beyond what we're doing now. Recordings, the show that I have coming early 2026, it will also be a live recording. In the studio, I tell the girls all the time, I'm like, when y'all got some music, all of these girls have their own music. They're their own artists. I'm not anyone's manager. They are all their own artists. They all have their own music pages. Brianna Nicole, Rhea Sadell, Kalia has her own music. These ladies are amazing. I want to one day record something together.
How's the set list work out? Each person brings something to the set list?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We usually say, okay, everybody bring 5 new songs. Mm-hmm. And then by the time the show comes, everybody has 6 to 7.
Yes.
8 new songs. I'll call Kalia like, I know you already have 7 songs, but can you add this? They pick their own songs. Now I might pick songs for them. They'll pick their own. And then if I hear a song or something come up on, you know, my phone, I'm like, I hear her voice in this too. I'm like, can I add this to your song? And most of the time they say yes. Most of the time they're very patient with me and they're very like, okay, Elnora, I got you. I'll try it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're like, girl, okay, hold on. But most of the time they're great. And that's what I love about them is that they're willing to go beyond what they're used to. They step out of their comfort zone. They've brought me out of my comfort zone because when we first started this, I stay in the background. They brought me out of my comfort zone. I'm very comfortable with these ladies. They're excellent.
Would you be willing to give us just an acapella sample?
Sure.
Is it the way you love me, baby? Is it the way you love me, baby?
There's some harmony. There we go.
I also want to publicly say, Elnora, thank you, first off, for listening to God, because that is one thing. We are a faith-based group. Not saying that we're all, you know, we all believe in the Lord and we all follow him. Thank you for your yes. Thank you for putting yourself out there and then pushing us to be out there as well. Some of us were not used to the last minute changes or the things like that. And I, being one of them, I was one of those where it's like, no, okay, this is it. This is it right here. This is what we're doing. But it taught me how to be flexible and taught me how to trust the process as well, to trust your voice, trust your heart, and trust your girls. This has become a sisterhood for me. I met so many beautiful people because of this. And I just wanted to say thank you for thinking of me and thinking of us. So yes, we love you.
Thank you so much.
We're talking with Elnora Brooks and Kalia Cole, both of R&B Live Ladies Edition. They've got some stuff cooking, and you want to keep your eyes open for when they are performing next. You may have seen them pop up in different musicals in town, or you may have seen them perform before. You got started singing at the church. How is it so many people come out from the church singing so well?
I say it's the Holy Spirit. Some of our parents seen something in us, even from a young age. They would put us up just before God, like, okay, God, if there's something there, you do what you will with it, to nurture us and just to give us a platform to start on. I started singing publicly at 7 years old. Ever since then, it's just been my family, my church family, pushing me, encouraging me. Even this past Dream Girls, so many people came out, and even for our stuff, like, they were coming to the bars, mm-hmm. and I was like, what are you, okay, mm-hmm. like, they love us that much to where they want us to succeed. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter exactly where we are because we know who we are and whose we mm-hmm. are, where we belong and where we are going. It's the love of the church and love of the people who push us forward, and the God that is in them that speaks to us and instills in us those godly morals, those godly things that we need to go through life. Mm-hmm. That is what I believe it is.
The R&B sound comes from.
It does.
The church, that sound, that rhythm, it all came from the church. That's where it started. People branched out. It became other things. Music is music. I wouldn't know how to sing the way that I sing if it didn't start in the church, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's where my soul came from. Anything that I can do, honestly, I learned as a child singing in church. I've gotten the question so many times, how do y'all go in the bar and sing R&B and then come to church and then sing in the choir? And I'm like, God gave me this voice because we are in the bars, and that doesn't take away what is instilled in us and, mm-hmm. you know, what we were taught. These girls are always appropriate. The songs we sing are appropriate. It's a sound. It's R&B. I feel like God has created everything.
The gospel according to the R&B Live Ladies Edition. Pick two of your favorite songs and performers.
My number one song is This Woman's Work by Maxwell. It's just, he's so intricate in the way that he does his melodies. It's just beautiful.
Be cool. just make it go away.
My second one is a gospel song, Make Me Over by Tone. His name is now B. Slade. If you listen to it, you hear the message in it.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Other side, I can no longer hide. Let you down so many times. Sin freshly crucified. Thought that I had a plan. But the more that you try to be by my side, the more I push you out.
All over the building, let me hear you say, Lord, make me over.
Lord, make me over.
Make me over,
Lord.
Is anybody's prayer out there tonight?
Make me over again.
Somebody out there sing it, come on.
Make me over again. Make me over again.
Time after time I failed you. Pierced your side when they already nailed you. Jesus healed my open wounds. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. What's not like you, just take it high. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna please you. Wash me and make me whole.
Everybody sing it, Lord, make me over. Them over again. Anybody tired of messing up time after time after time after time? Anybody ready for change? Make some noise up in this place. Lord, make me. Lord.
Yeah.
The two artists that influence me are Whitney Houston, for sure. I love Miss Whitney. Anybody knows me, they know I love Whitney.
Think about it. There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk the line and try to see.
My living legend is Fantasia. Fantasia is like my Beyonce. I tell them that all the time. I love her. It's her story, what she's been through, what she's overcome, and just seeing God move in her life, I see it for myself as well. She's just so admirable. Like, I love her.
Shensia. Fantasia.
New Fantasia, baby. Let's go.
Girl, child ain't safe. And the family of men, sick and tired, I want mine. Still live like a slave. Oh, we better learn how to fight back while we still alive. For all of us girls can beat back that child. Cause when a man just don't give a damn, hell no. Still live like a slave. Oh, we better learn how to fight back.
still alive. All of us girls can beat back that chime. Cause when a man just don't give a damn,
survival of the fittest. Feel like I've been on this road forever, but I still fight. Tunnel vision, focus on the light shining real bright. Always find my way through the darkness, this is personal. I am my sister's keeper, that's something for certain. I'll be damned if a man teach me how to be a woman. You gonna respect me no matter what my foot on. Yeah. Never take no for an answer. Yeah. Independence, me no need a sponsor. The devil try to hold my down, I'm strong, but I'm stronger. On my way to greatness, on my heart.
Elnora?
Two artists that inspire me the most. I love Lauryn Hill, her sound, her voice, her story.
No one's heard me more than
and then Jasmine Sullivan. She's out there. She's very big. She does not get the flowers that she deserves as an artist. All the concerts I see everybody going to, and everybody, Elnora, why are you never going to concerts? I was like, I'll go when Jasmine. I can sit there and listen to that. I've never seen anybody sing live the way that she does. Her poise, everything about her, I just love her.
You said that I've been acting different, yeah. Funny how I finally flipped the script on ya. When you the one who's double dipping, yeah. You so sloppy how I caught you slipping, You're off the leash. Run me my keys. No more popping up the idiot. I ain't even got the miles to trip on ya. No phone.
Who is this?
Brand new, like the whip, rack it up, no assist. Man, bitch, I ain't average. Wake up, eat a zip, Hennessy, take a sip. Look at my jeans, I'm too thick. I ain't got no room for extra baggage. Don't forget to come and pick up your hood feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your hood feelings. You can keep it. Oh, don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. I'm trying to find up the gift for ya. You ran out of chances of forgiving ya. Yeah, listen, I'm listening. Just for you to go and break my heart again. I learned my lesson last time. And I ain't coming back now. This is what you had now. And I bet you I look better, don't I? New phone. Don't exist, need a ride, call that bitch. Gas way too expensive, no more benefits. Pop a visit, hands tied, no grit. I ain't got the room for extra baggage. So don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces, yeah. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings, yeah. But you had your fun, but I had enough. Now I'm really done. I deserve so much more than you gave to me. So now I'm saving me. And I made her a beast, so you can run them streets. But don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry up.
Favorite song you sing?
How Did You Get Here by Deborah Cox.
That's the one.
That's the one. They give you everything you need in that.
Been down. My heart got broken, no, it hurt
I'm sad to say love wins again.
So I place my heart under lock and key.
Ooh, yeah.
To take some time and take care of me.
But I turn around and you're standing here.
How did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here.
What would you pull?
I'm tired of this song, but they love when I sing it. So I'm Your Baby Tonight by Whitney Houston.
Yes.
I'll just bust out into that real quick. And
it's your moment.
That's hour one of CVX, Community Voices Meets the X. We're coming back with a taste of the X after the news in the next hour. Check out R&B Live Ladies Edition. Keep your eyes out for where they're performing. Curve In October 26 is the next date we know of.